I've been shadow banned on YouTube. 10 strategies you can help to reverse it. Hey YouTube fans, have you ever wondered why my videos are mysteriously disappearing from the search results, leaving only a fraction of my content visible? Today I'm gonna spill the beans on this elusive shadow ban, but hold on tight, because I have a game-changing arsenal of 10 battle-tested strategies that will empower you to combat the shadow ban and catapult our community back into the limelight. So let me share with you a recent incident that made me realize that this problem. And let's put it to the limelight. Too mistakenly thought I posted a picture of a student that showed too much skin, but I proved to them by sending them the actual picture that it wasn't inappropriate because she had on clothing. I won the appeal, which means they agreed with me. However, after this incident had a negative impact on how my videos are shown to the people. Now I want to assure you that the reason for this isn't because that I'm not posting less of the stuff you like, such as infields or bootcamp clips. That's irrelevant. I think those type of videos are usually wanted by people who are looking for entertainment or a way to feel better when they're feeling down during this inflation. They don't want to buy anything. But the shadow bans are different. They make the number of views on my videos go down really low, like down to 50-something. Especially when you look at the mental trauma cure videos. The YouTube lives are down to 100 views. And when they averagely get more than 300 views, as they usually put a handbrake for your views, where it flatlines after a certain amount of views. It's not because of increased competition. No, because I'm the only one getting day gameplay testimonials for minority so far in 2023. This is a fact. Other dating coaches are not getting that. They're not getting in 2022 either. There is no fucking proof. So what is causing all this problems is because they thought I was showing a fucking nude pic and I wasn't. If you search for my name on YouTube, but you see only the first two videos show up. Then the rest show some other hitman, mobster, not my name, because it has a very similar name. It's like they're hidden and they're hard to find. And each day that goes by, you'll see less and less of me. Of course, I'm trying to reverse that with my Johnny Lee Dating YouTube channel, even though it gets 50-something views and absolutely no fucking views on the YouTube shorts. Like, I put the same video twice. One view, zero views the whole fucking day. But don't worry, I have some great ideas to share with you. There are 10 things that you can do to help the fight of this shadow ban, this unjust shadow ban, and support a community. There are other people that have been shadow banned before. Their views get throttled. Once they reach a certain amount of views, it goes down to nothing. By doing these things, we can make the videos more visible again and bring back the engagement we all love. So stick around and watch this entire video. So what are the 10 strategies? Strategy number one. First and foremost, watching and engaging with my videos can make a huge difference. Take time to watch my content in its entirety and it'll show your support by liking the videos and leaving a thoughtful comment. The more engagement we have, the better chance we have to fight against the shadow ban. I would at least try to reply if it's not passive aggressive. The average watch time is important. I see some videos have lower watch time in the video section, 8 times higher than a YouTube live for the same videos and the same topic. I'm assuming one audience has more intense ADHD. I also have a second YouTube channel called Johnny Lee Dating. That's right. Which is the longer YouTube lives cut down and recut to shorter form content that you need for if you need more content. Both are shadow banned for the name John Elite. So my YouTube shorts got 1 views, which is only me, or 0 in the second channel. Twice. Strategy number two. If you want to stay up to date with all my latest videos, make sure you enable notifications. Most people don't. Do it right now. For my channel. By doing this, you will be the first to know when I'm uploading new content. And it really helps boost those initial views and engagement. A lot of my content and community posts does not show up. If you do that, it'll show up so you can keep up to date if you hit the bell icon. Not everyone gets to see the updates. That's how I'm getting views without the search engine. It's like a rotating sushi restaurant. The plates keep rotating and you can pick up the food. Strategy number three. If I post my stuff on Facebook or elsewhere, please watch your videos instead of ignoring it. I know you are depressed during the inflation and the last thing on your mind is day game due to the economic stress. But your views do matter. Watch time is where it is at. The more watch time I get, the more it shows up in the algorithms. Even if you're ADHD and can't focus or try to. Feel free to watch my videos at 2x speed if you are ADHD. Lately, I've been seeing a drop off in terms of views for my Facebook post. I get that you are depressed and that you rather have videos for entertainment value during this 2023 inflation, like infields and stuff. But I'm trying to extract the people who are serious and want to get laid from here to train with me and watch my videos. Remember, I'm the only day game coach in the world who got students laid in 2022, 2023 for minorities. So if they don't have it, why worship? The game crutches no longer works. Their courses no longer works. Why worship your way to a defeat? Strategy number 4, you and your comments mean the world to me. So please leave a meaningful comment on my videos. It could be sharing your thoughts, asking questions, or starting a discussion. Your engagement with the content sends a positive signal to the YouTube algorithm and helps us combat the shadow ban. Strategy number 5, if you genuinely enjoy my videos and forget to hit that like button, your likes demonstrate to YouTube that our content is valuable. It should be seen by more people. But even if leaving a like can go a long way, I think the algorithms are more about engagement and overall happiness rather than watch time or how many people click through your videos. But it'll help out greatly in the long term. Strategy number 6, I have a bunch of playlists for videos you may like for different topics about day game. If you have time, go and check out the playlist section of my YouTube. Since I like to make things into a series, it's like John Elite Flicks or John Flicks. You will find a lot of great videos there that you may have missed. I took the time to create those playlists, but since some of the videos are old, you may not have seen them if you recently subscribed. So strategy number 7, I have a blog at johnelitedating.com, www.johnelite.com, J-O-H-N, elite, E-L-I-T-E, .com. It's fun to read through my thoughts or diary since it almost seems like a train wreck, but you can't look away. I also have the same day late training webinar. Look at the top right section of your laptop. I get it. You're more ADHD this year and depressed than last year. Going to my site and watching the same delay webinar could help a great deal. You can see on the top of my site is labeled here. Also, I don't know why there's a Wix logo on it. Also, the other one for my webinar is at jesocial.com. www.jesocial.com. My other site is johnelitedating.com. johnelitedating.com. Searching for my name will help with the algorithms on Google, too, for the search engine. Every bit helps. Strategy number 8, subscribing to my YouTube channel helps in my videos. I don't often ask for you guys to subscribe. So busy trying to make the videos, I forget to. But if you always search for my videos and not subscribe, or some of you worships, gets angry, unsubscribes like sheeps, then resubscribes, then why not stay subscribed? Strategy number 9. Maybe YouTube has been more competitive. Realize that this is the only place that has day game link testimonials for minorities in 2023 and 2022. Yet some tall, good-looking whites got laid from other coaches in 2023, maybe one. Not many, but this is the only place with minority late testimonials. Some people don't even have day game late testimonials in 2022, 2023. The game crutches are expired. It no longer works. The game crutches you learn in the boot camps are not even transferable to their courses. That's why their courses don't work, because they don't have the crutches. But if the crutches don't work, you're fucked. So how are you supposed to get laid? You have to be insane and train anywhere else. Mathematically speaking, your odds of worshipping infields, odds of success in 2023, is mathematically at 0. Strategy number 10. Lastly, you can take omega-3. While that isn't what my students take for their ADHD, which is top secret, however, this will help you get through your ADHD problems with omega-3, enough to watch the videos. Take 3 of them 3 times a day. No, I won't give you any suggestions for depression unless you are my student. I get some of you are totally broke and depressed with super ADHD in the video section. Your ADHD is what makes you broke and unable to manage money, spending it like it's antidepressants, or you're like spending it like rappers. When you say that you don't like my tone of voice or you need to worship, what you're really saying is you don't have any money to buy anything. You're a window shopper. They call it looky-loos. It's a term for people that don't buy anything, but they pretend to, because you don't have the money. Let's be real here. You just want to entertainment from infields as your antidepressants. You think worshipping is going to save you. But the more than 60% of the people are now single due to the inflation, it creates economic stress, which makes you less likely to want to get married, procreate. It's almost like the new Japan. Worshippers, you've probably never seen my YouTube lives before. So in conclusion, thank you for being such an incredible audience and for your outgoing support. Let's work together to counter this shadow ban and keep our community growing. If you have any other ideas or suggestions, please let me know in the comments below, as long as you're not passive aggressive.
Watch more of my videos and subscribe.